Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast. Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. What's up, Dan?
Hey, here we go. Start of the 23-24 season. The first day of training camp, man. This is exciting things. This is what we're kind of getting geared up for, and a lot of stuff even in day one. I mean, I know there's not a lot of actual activity or football, but there's some stuff that kind of gets our attention and we're excited for. Hey, before we jump into all of it, though, we give one-word reactions here. Josh, what's your one-word reaction on day one?
Excited. Football is back. I mean, I didn't read of any major injuries. I didn't read of anything too crazy. No guy stepped on the field and blew his knee out. So I'm just excited, man. What about you?
My one-word is battles, because this is what training camp is about. It's about young guys battling for playing time, positions, first team, second team, veterans trying to hold on to their spots. We're a young team at Colts, and we got a lot of interesting battles. The one that I'm right off the top of my head, I mean, I know everyone's going to be looking at, though, is that cornerback position. We got a lot of guys there that are battling. We don't even know who the starters are going to be. And so this is going to be an exciting group that we're going to kind of dive into a little bit as the training camp goes on. What are some of your other first impressions that you saw, Josh?
Let's talk about the big one. Anthony Richardson started off with the twos today and pretty much all throughout the day. And I don't think that's too big of a shock. From what I read, it was a pretty simple practice that the Colts ran today. And from what I read, the team did not extend the passing drills beyond red zone. So there wasn't a whole lot going on there. But from what I read, Richardson had a solid day. There's a few throws he had missed, but overall a solid day. And look, it's just like what I think we're going to expect for next season, maybe a roller coaster ride. And I think we're going to see that in training camp. We're going to see some really cool highlights, and we're going to see some low lights. But yeah, I think that's the big battle I'm going to be watching, obviously, is the quarterback position. Yeah. And when will Richardson start to steal some of them first team snaps with Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, to me, we're not going to know too much with him until we get to the preseason games and we start seeing him in some of that live action. And this is all expected. If you're a Star Richardson week one kind of fanboy, don't be discouraged. This is what we expected. If you're a wait till the end, or wait till week 10 or whatever, Star Richardson, don't get overexcited that you're winning. It is going to be a long roller coaster battle. So kind of expect that. I was a little shocked to see kind of who took Jonathan Taylor's spot, though, here at the running back position. It seems like they threw in the rookie, Evan Hall, right off the bat. And I was not high on this guy at all. It was one of the kind of afterthought picks from the draft. We rarely talked about it, but here he is kind of running with the ones right off the bat. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Obviously, Taylor on the PUP list. I know I made a video yesterday talking about how maybe I put my tinfoil hat on there and had a conspiracy about it. But the truth is, if there is an injury that's lingering, or if there's a holdout, we might need to look into signing another running back, to tell you the truth. But from what I read, Evan Hall and Destin Adams, he's a great follow on Twitter if you guys don't check him out. He said he looked quick. He was making good cuts, hitting the holes fast. I mean, that's what you need from a rookie running back. And that's maybe why the running back position is not so different. The value isn't there to re-sign these guys, because you could draft a guy late and they can compete for starting jobs, like, you know, pretty quick. So not saying he's replaced Jonathan Taylor, but hey, rookies make a difference in the NFL at running back position, especially.
Yeah, I think it's something we're going to have to keep an eye on for sure, especially hit games here. Just kind of watching his development, seeing if he can step into that. Zach Moss, I think, is serviceable, but we know who he is. He's not going to add anything extra, especially in the passing game. Maybe Evan Hall is that guy who earlier on I was beating on the horse a little bit that the Colts needed to get a better number two. Maybe they already have the guy sitting there. Shaq Leonard.
Yes.
I mean, he was practicing. He was doing drills. I know it's only, day one, but man, what a pleasance to be able to see him.
Yeah, that was the one I was kind of dreading. I'm like, oh boy, are we going to have another Andrew Luck situation going on? And especially when in the offseason, Jim Irsay just a few weeks ago said, Jonathan Taylor's healthy. And then he's kind of like Shaq Leonard. He's kind of the cliche, like, oh, he's working these days, day by day, he's getting better kind of thing. We'll see. And all of a sudden, from what I read, he had a busy day. Not only did he participate, but he was very active at camp today, which is incredibly encouraging. That anytime your star player is participating in training camp, I think it's important. But Shaq Leonard, who missed so much time and said he felt so slow in the limited time he got last year, just to knock the rust off and play football.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be big for him next year, just to get reps again.
Yeah. I don't want him to play much in the preseason because there's that, you know, old body or kind of wear and tear stuff. But like you said, it's really good just to get him out there and to see him stuff. I mean, you started with this whole segment. The number one thing in this camp, no major injuries. And that's what we hope for, you know, for all these guys. Hey, this is their livelihood. This is their career. But not only that, we want the best players out there that can help the Colts win. And so, a good day one. Hopefully this stuff continues. Hopefully we keep watching some of these battles take place. Everyone's going to be looking at Richardson, of course, but all these other battles. We didn't even talk about offensive line. We didn't even talk about, who's going to be, backup, who's going to make the 53 roster at linebacker, tight end. I mean, that's going to be a huge battle there, as there's a lot of bodies there at the tight end position. So this is going to be a fun training camp for the Colts, and we're going to be along for the whole ride with it.
Yeah. One other person I want to note, and we didn't get to see much of him in rookie camp, Josh Downs out there.
Yeah.
Running routes.
Yep.
We've had our eye on that dude for a while, and to see him making plays, kind of exciting to see. I think I read a quote from Chris Ballard recently, and he said something along the lines of typical Chris Ballard, like, look, you guys are going to see that Josh Downs is pretty freaking good. So I seen that quote, and that got me fired up, man, because that's who we've been eyeing. And I think he's going to make a difference right away. Talking about rookies making a difference, I think Downs is going to be one of those guys. But, hey, it's day one. A lot's going to happen over this course of time. And on our show, we always say, obviously we're going to give our opinion on things. And just don't watch a clip when Anthony Richardson sails a ball and hits the goalpost.
Right.
Don't call him a bust. But in the same token, when he throws that Mahomes-style crossbody throw, let's not label him the next Patrick Mahomes either. Let's be calm. And if you like that kind of authentic, real people takes, level-headed takes, subscribe to our channel. It'd mean a lot to us. And just tag along with us for the ride.
Yep.
All right, guys. We appreciate you watching our show. Subscribe, like, and until next time, have a great day.